New report says there's been a dramatic rise in teen suicide nationally over the past 3 years. United Health Foundation's 2019 America's Health Rankings, Health of Women and Children report, says the U.S. teen suicide rate increased 25% for ages 15 to 19 since the 2016 report. Suicide number, 10.5 teens out of 100,000 nationally. In Arizona, 13 per 100,000. Janice Huckabee, a doctor with Optum Population Health Management, says there are several factors behind the higher teen suicide numbers.
Studies have shown, you know, there's several contributing factors. A feeling of social isolation being one. Bullying, whether that's in person or in cyberspace. Drug use, difficulties at home with perhaps divorce or estrangement within family members. What we call adverse childhood events, which can include many of the things I just mentioned, but also might deal with other psychosocial problems that young people are facing. So it's a disturbing trend.
And the United Health Foundation report found the number of Arizona teen suicides about 3 times higher among boys.
And this is not from the data, but this is just a clinical and as a parent. Young men will sometimes not form some of the closer relationships perhaps that girls sometimes do. They may also be a little more prone to not only participate, but to suffer from bullying. And they may also be willing to take more chances and indulge in more risky behaviors perhaps than girls would.
As for what parents can do, she says maintain a close and open relationship with your child.
Sometimes, you know, they become uncommunicative as they get into those teenage years. But knowing them, knowing their activities, knowing who their friends are, is an important thing. Another is to have the child have a relationship with some kind of healthcare provider, whether that's a nurse practitioner or a physician, but someone that they can go to that they'll know is a safe place, that if they're struggling with issues, that they can go to and seek help. And a third thing is to, if you start seeing a change in behavior, an outgoing child that's now withdrawn and moody, to look for answers for that, to speak with the child, but also to be willing to ask others for help as well. You know, it can be difficult steering children through adolescence, especially, you know, in this world with all kinds of pressures, but there are things that parents can do.
Jim Cross, KTAR News.